Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Is it possible to burn body fat without stimulants? Let me put this question into context a little bit for you. My sister called me at 2 in the morning a couple weeks ago, and she was all jittery and anxious and very scared. It turns out she's been trying to burn some body fat, and she's taking stimulants, a very popular one, by the way. And I didn't like it. I told her to stop immediately. And it got me thinking, you know, how many people are taking stimulants to try to look a little bit better as we get closer to summertime. So this is, I think, a legitimate question right now. Is there a way to really burn fat without stimulants? And I do think most of us want to burn some excess fat. Not everybody, most of us. And stimulants work, by the way. They just have a lot of side effects, like calling your brother at 2 a.m. in the morning. So in order for me to avoid that as much as I can, I want to talk about research that shows there's a compound in brown seaweed kelp that may be able to help. So let's talk about what the compound is. Let's talk about how it works, the clinical proof, and then I'm going to give you the Healthy Talk weight loss tip for this segment. So let's talk about this compound in brown seaweed. It's called fucoxanthin. Now, for us to really fully get an idea of what's going on here, we need to talk about two types of fat in the human body. There's white fat, brown fat. Brown fat is baby fat, or in adults, it's the fat that covers the internal organs. And white fat would be the pinch and inch fat, the fat that you can see, the fat that we want to get rid of because it's what bulges out of our shirt when we're trying to look good as we go to the beach here in South Florida. So white fat is the stubborn fat. Brown fat is the stuff that readily burns itself. So that's important to understand the two different types there when it comes to fucoxanthin, the compound in brown seaweed kelp. See, what happens in the brown fat that readily burns itself, it activates very easily a protein called the uncoupling protein 1, or UCP1. Now, let me explain what this means. There is a coupling, if you will, of the food you eat and the transformation of that food into chemical energy called ATP. And if you don't burn that ATP, then it can turn that chemical energy back into, in a sense, stored food, which is fat. And we call that coupling. So there's this food to energy to fat connection in the body. But brown fat has a way to uncouple that connection. Brown fat actually can activate this uncoupling protein UCP1, which blocks that connection between the food you eat and ultimately the body fat that you store. So a really good question then becomes, wow, wouldn't it be nice if we could make the white fat, the pinch and inch fat, act a little bit more like brown fat and activate this uncoupling protein? Because guess what? In white fat, it's not activated. Well, this is where brown seaweed kelp come in, specifically the compound fucoxanthin. Fucoxanthin is able to activate the uncoupling protein in white fat. So this will increase then the fat burning, right? In each white fat cell, it'll increase that cell's ability to burn the stored fat. And here's the great part of it. It's working at the cellular level. So there's no stimulation to your brain and to your heart. And that's where the stimulants have problems is, yeah, they may cause some fat loss. They may drop your appetite, but they have the side effects of raising heart rate, blood pressure, stimulating your brain, and you call your brother at 2 a.m. in the morning. Fucoxanthin actually doesn't do that. It goes into the cell. It goes into the fat cell itself and is able to activate the protein that is normally turned off in white fat, the UCP1, and now you're going to burn more energy. So where's the proof of this pretty awesome supplement? Well, this is a 16-week, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled study. And I always like to give those keywords, right? Whenever you are talking about clinical research, you really want to hear those words, double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled. Those are the keywords to listen for. And when you see that or hear that, that's a good study to listen to. Now, this had 110 subjects, so that's a decent number, and they all had what would be considered overweight or obese body mass indices. They were given 200 milligrams three times a day of the fucoxanthin versus a placebo. All people, both groups, right, the test group and the placebo group, were placed on a nice, balanced diet. That's important when you look at studies. You know, if you're doing a weight loss study and you cut calories down to like 500 calories a day or something, I don't really know if it was the diet or the supplement they're taking. So a balanced diet is important. They ate 1,800 calories, 50% carbs, 30% protein, 20% fat. That's important. Nice balanced diet. I like this study. Has all the keywords. Right diet. Very simple results. Subjects taking the fucoxanthin lost on average more than 15 pounds compared to only 3 pounds in the placebo group. Now, the placebo group did lose some weight because they're only eating 1,800 calories, so they decreased the calorie intake. That's important. But what's going on here is the fucoxanthin coupled with that balanced low-calorie diet is getting into those white fat cells, activating the UCP1, right, the uncoupling protein 1, it's burning the fat, and people are losing significant weight. It really comes over to about a pound a week over the entire study. However, most of the weight loss occurred more towards the end of the 16 weeks. So that's one of the downsides with fucoxanthin. You know, we live in a immediate gratification culture, don't we? People want results right away. So fucoxanthin, they start taking it, and after about a month, they give up on it. No, that don't do that. Stick with it, and you're going to see that weight loss accelerate towards the end of the 16 weeks. So try that. Fucoxanthin, 200 milligrams three times a day. You know, eat a little bit less, nice and balanced, and you could experience really some significant weight loss compared to a placebo group. I do want to mention, too, in this one study, if you actually go look it up, they combined the fucoxanthin with pomegranate seed oil. You don't hear too much about pomegranate seed oil, but what it does, it decreases the amount of blood supply to the fat cells, in a sense kind of starving them a little bit. However, the ultimate effect is pretty minimal with the pomegranate seed oil. So it's really the fucoxanthin, we believe, giving the results, the really 15 pounds in 16 weeks, turning that stubborn white fat into brown fat without stimulating your brain or your heart. And those are all good things. Now, let me give you a quick little weight loss tip here, the Healthy Talk weight loss tip. Have you guys heard of yo-yo dieting? Maybe you've experienced that on and off, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, back and forth. You know, most doctors will tell you that's probably linked ultimately to behavior. And you know, maybe there is something there going on. It's hard to stick with diets. That's why I don't like to put people on diets that are a little bit too crazy, because they just can't stick with it. But so when it comes to yo-yo dieting, there probably is a little bit of a behavioral thing going on there. But we do also believe it could be something physiologic. There is a enzyme in the human body called glycerol 3-phosphate dehydrogenase, G3PD. G3PD does one thing and one thing well. It turns sugar into fat. And this enzyme, G3PD, is activated when you decrease calories. And when do we decrease calories? When we diet. So here's somebody on a diet for, say, four weeks, 5 weeks, whatever. They have some success. They plateau. Why do they plateau? Because G3PD kicks in, and now you convert any carbs you have into fat, and it kind of plateaus you. That begins that yo-yo process of gaining the weight back. Here's what you do. Ervingia gabonensis, African mango extract, can block that enzyme and prevent yo-yo dieting. Sound pretty good, huh? So let's burn some fat as we get ready for summer. Fucoxanthin does it without stimulating your brain, and try Ervingia to break yo-yo dieting. Sounds pretty good. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.